This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are more than 100,000 deep injection wells spread out all over this country, wells that are a key part of our energy infrastructure. Thing is, though, that for every barrel of oil or cubic foot of natural gas that comes out of the ground, toxically salty and sometimes chemically laced fluids come up, too. It's called produced water, this stuff is, and the problem is that you got to put it somewhere. Much of it is injected right back into the ground, which has led to worries over water pollution and earthquakes as well. But the first thing to understand is that there is so much of that produced water. Lee Patterson has the story.
Justin Hagler is the head of Black Bison, a Wyoming wastewater disposal company. He's setting my expectations low.
How unexciting an injection well itself is.
One of his partners, James Schaffner, agrees.
Prepare to be underwhelmed.
We pull up to a small, unassuming hut, but you can hear its pressurized insides whirring from yards away.
1,700 and some PSI. That's what the pressure that we're injecting at.
The 3-foot-tall wellhead has a big job. Nearly 2 miles below where we stand, Hagler explains that a narrow pipe shoots wastewater into a subterranean cavity to trap the waste.
Without this water management, oil and gas doesn't happen.
In 2013, Colorado and Wyoming together produced around 128 million barrels of oil and a little more than 2.4 billion barrels of water. So for every barrel of oil, that's around 19 barrels of water. Some of it is naturally occurring in underground rock formations, and some is a product of the hydraulic fracturing process itself. Problem is, in the oil boom of the last few years, it's all happened so quickly.
So they get here and everybody's excited, they've got enough bandwidth to do the drilling, and they go for it. And then they wonder, where are we going to put the water, by the way?
Companies like Black Bison have stepped in to fill that need. During the boom, water trucks would sometimes line up 15 deep to unload. During my tour today, I saw less. Things have changed with oil prices in freefall, so now might not seem like the best time to get into the business.
We're in Broomfield, Colorado, at the offices of T-Rex Oil Incorporated.
T-Rex Oil believes the timing is just right.
First thing I wanted to show you.
T-Rex geologist Marty Gottlob pulls out a massive map of the West.
Here's Sioux County, right here.
T-Rex has applied for an injection well permit in Sioux County, Nebraska. It's a brand new company with no track record in the wastewater business and is still in the process of raising funds to operate.
It's like the stock market, buy low, sell high.
With oil prices down, rigs, equipment, and workers become available and cheaper. And then there's this. Wastewater disposal is big business. Boston-based water consulting firm Bluefield Research estimates the U.S. hydraulic fracturing industry spent over $6 billion in 2014 on water management alone. Back at Black Bison's unloading station,
we turn on our pumps and basically draw the fluids out of the trucks.
Hundreds of barrels of wastewater rush through a hose into a series of pipes and tanks where it's filtered, pressurized, and then injected. The Black Bison guys compare the role of this process to our food supply.
Like the farmer's tractor, it might seem unimportant driving by on the highway when looking at it. It was super critical. Without it, you know, the green beans don't get to the grocery store.
In that analogy, I think green beans are oil or gasoline. So here's the thing. We want and need the fuel, and injection wells are the most common way to dispose of this salty water. But as their numbers continue to grow, so do concerns about their consequences. I'm Lee Patterson for Marketplace.
Lee's story was produced for us by Inside Energy. That's a public media collaboration focused on this country's energy issues.